You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A new law recently signed by Governor Snyder means home birth midwives in our state will need to be licensed. Let's look at this law and just what it means for women who want to give birth at home. Nicole White is a CPM, Certified Professional Midwife. She's with Midwives Alliance North America. Great to have you here, Nicole.
Thank you, Cynthia.
And Emily Dove Meadows is a Certified Nurse Midwife, a CNM. And we will sort out all of these alphabets together as we figure out what is in this new law. And good to have you with us, Emily.
Thanks for having me.
So let us get a greater understanding of your profession of midwifery so we can understand the law. So, Nicole, you are a Certified Professional Midwife, CPM, which means what?
It means that we work in the home birth setting or a birth center setting. Our education is all about working around birth and postpartum and prenatal. So we aren't nurses. We also, our scope of practice is just in the childbearing year. So we work with families up until 6 weeks, and we're experts in normal, uncomplicated pregnancy, birth, and postpartum.
And then, Emily, as a certified nurse midwife, how does that compare and contrast with what Nicole does?
So certified nurse midwives not only take care of women during the childbearing year, pregnancy, postpartum, intrapartum care, we also take care of the gynecologic needs of women from adolescence through menopause and beyond menopause. So family planning, annual exams, pap smears, we can order your mammograms, we can send you for, you know, other types of screenings that we don't do, other types of exams that that we don't do. But we are essentially primary care providers for women for through the entire lifespan.
And you are registered nurses who have gone on to do a master's in midwifery.
That's
and
right.
passed the certification examination.
Yep.
And where would you be at? Would you be part of a medical practice? Would you be in a hospital? Where would you actually practice?
So certified nurse midwives practice in hospital settings, in offices, in clinics, in big medical practices, in small medical practices. We are also licensed, you know, through our national organization. We are able to provide births at home as well. There are a small number of certified nurse midwives in Michigan who do home birth or birth outside of the hospital. However, the majority of nurse midwives in Michigan do take care of women within a hospital or kind of institutional setting, whether it be a clinic or within a hospital framework.
So how does what you do differ from the nurse, the RN on the OB floor?
So as the midwife, you are taking care of the woman from the first time that she comes into the clinic. Really, we're outpatient providers when we're working as, you know, on the unit. So we come in, we see women in our offices. And then when they go into labor, we or a member of our team will be with the woman in the hospital as she goes through her birth. So a registered nurse is part of that care team. There's, you know, there can be a physician on that team. There are registered nurses. There are people in the operating room. There's a whole host of people. But as the certified nurse midwife, we are the provider from the time she walks into that outpatient first OB appointment. You go and you meet your person and you learn about your pregnancy. You get information throughout the entire pregnancy. And for a woman who is low risk, we take care of low risk women. So we're not taking care of women with multiple medical conditions. We leave that to the physicians who are very good at taking care of those high risk women. For a low risk woman, we can see that person throughout the entire pregnancy. They might not ever need to see a physician.
So circling back then, as we look at what you do, Nicole, how does that differ from what Emily does?
Well, it's similar in a lot of ways, and I do think that midwives, regardless of setting, are the answer to our maternal and infant mortality crisis that we have, not only in the United States, but worldwide. So more midwives all over. We do all of our work out of the hospital, so we don't interface too much in the hospital setting other than when we need to have a consultation. So this is for very healthy women that want to have a baby in their home.
At home. So let's talk about the differences, the main differences between midwifery care and obstetrical care when it comes to childbirth. I don't know who wants to kind of tackle that one.
I think that midwives do a great job of keeping families healthy, women and babies healthy. They come into us healthy, and we do our best to keep them that way. We do a lot of education. We do a lot of community-based outreach. I think that obstetrics is necessary, but they tend to be working with women that have more complications, mm-hmm. and we're the ones that get lucky to have the healthy, uncomplicated births.
I'm guessing that there is a greater chance for both of you as midwives to develop that kind of personal, ongoing relationship with people. Oh, I see heads nodding. I think I hit on something here.
Yes, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of women midwives work in lots of different types of practices. But when you're in a smaller practice, you do have that opportunity to really build a relationship one-on-one. If you happen to be the person that that person sees throughout their pregnancy, they come in and they see you for every visit. And then, you know, if you're in a shared practice, you happen to be the one who's on call when they come in for their birth. It's just, I mean, it's a very intense and very emotional and very kind of supportive and loving environment it can be. So that's really, I think, can be one of the kind of secret ingredients of midwifery care that I know I find to be really rewarding and special. And I know that a lot of the women and families that we take care of feel the same way.
Yes, we forge incredible connections, and we also allow the patients to be the people that are making a lot of the decisions. You know, we really work with informed consent and families.
So this new law focuses on the CPMs, the Certified Professional Midwives, and you were both involved with reviewing and the process of crafting this legislation. So what does this legislation do?
Well, we are the 31st state to have a license for the CPM credential, and it allows the CPM to be licensed so that we can interface with the medical community a little bit more streamlined. So then when there are transfers, that they can happen smoother and with more continuity.
So when you're saying transfer, somebody's at home and perhaps something comes up and that person needs to get to a hospital.
Yes.
You can do the handoff in a cleaner, easier way.
Exactly. We come in as a licensed provider. They understand we can give them the documents of, you know, the prenatal care that the client has gotten and also what has happened in labor. And the licensing also just provides more access. I think as we look across the U.S., across Michigan, we notice that there's a lot of places in rural and urban areas where there isn't a lot of access to good maternity care. And with this license, we're hoping to grow the CPM credential so that more midwives can come and provide that.
And what does it mean for the midwives now? What has to happen in order to be now licensed in the eyes of the state of Michigan?
Well, you have to have the CPM credential, and then you have to basically pay a little bit of money. So basically, you have to show that you are a CPM, and if you're not a MEEC accredited, then you have to get the bridge certificate and pay a small fee.
What I think we need to understand is, what does this mean for women who want to have home births in Michigan?
I think that having more midwives will help with the access and being able to, as time goes on, be reimbursed. Because right now, insurance, because we're unlicensed providers, insurance doesn't cover. And in the Affordable Health Care Act, as a CPM, it is listed as being able to be reimbursed at a licensed birth center.
I think most people understand there is no such thing as a risk-free birth. What does the research show us about hospital birth versus home birth? Because isn't it true big trouble can happen very, very suddenly, where things seem to be going well during a delivery and then suddenly it's not? And I guess I'm wondering, is that laboring woman at greater risk of being at home if trouble strikes versus being in a hospital?
Well, I mean, I think trouble can strike in any setting. Just because you're in a hospital doesn't mean that that nothing can go wrong.
But you're close to an operating room.
Absolutely.
Or resources that you wouldn't be if you were an ambulance drive away from.
Right. And one of the things that we do as midwives is midwives even providing care in a hospital room, mm-hmm. in a home, anywhere. One of the things that we are trained to do is to assess risk and assess situations, so we know if something is leading towards a situation. Our job is to be able to recognize issues that come up, have a discussion with the women and families that we work with about how they want to address it, remembering that the woman herself has choices about where she wants to have her birth, and that we support those choices. However, we are kind of gatekeepers, and we hold the safety of the women and the children that we are working with. So, you know, we will work quickly if we need to, just as we do in the hospital if we feel that we need to get into a situation with more intervention.
And I would say a majority of transports happen for first-time moms that are tired and need some extra help, need maybe that pain medicine or an IV. a lot of times, since we're working with healthy women to begin with, we can see a complication happening ahead of time, a vast majority of the time. And as Emily said, we are doing diagnostics the whole time. We're listening to the baby. We're making sure mother and baby are great and healthy.
Is it fair to say hospitals and insurance companies are not supportive of home birth?
I would say that a majority are not. And I think as more research comes, they will look to changing that.
Well, I mean, as far as hospitals go, I think that this bill is a really great opportunity for even for midwives who are working in the hospital to encourage our organizations to help allow the safe transfer of women into our organizations. If we are going to see an increase in home birth, if we, you know, if that happens, all of the hospitals that we, you know, there might not be any midwives working there, but we all, our goal is safety and health of the women and children that are involved in the families. So whatever we can do to facilitate those transfers, there's an opportunity with this new bill for all of us to improve those outcomes and to facilitate that transfer of care.
Is that kind of lack of support of home birth, is it a business decision or is it a difference of philosophy?
I think it's both.
I do too.
I think it's a lack of understanding.
I think midwifery is kind of misunderstood or not widely understood, which is why having an opportunity to talk about it today is great. Mm-hmm. I think people have a preconceived notion of what a midwife is or what we do or what we don't do. But, you know, there is an opportunity here for, you know, to increase the access. And that's one of the reasons why certified nurse midwives were wanting to support this bill, because we do want increased access for women and for them to choose.
And I'm so excited to be able to provide more access of care to families in Michigan and to have this license to move forward, because I really believe more midwives is the better.
Nicole White is a certified professional midwife, and Emily Dove Meadows is a certified nurse midwife. And it was great to talk about midwifery with both of you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for your time.
You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. We have just discussed the profession of midwifery. Now let's get ourselves a firsthand take on the difference between hospital births and home births. Danielle Atkinson is the proud mom of 5 children. The last 3 were born at home. Danielle, let's go through these births, kind of compare and contrast, if you will. Baby number 1 was in a hospital. What was that like?
It was not bad, but it wasn't ideal. There were a lot of protocols that we had to follow. I was a hypnobirthing mom. I am a hypnobirthing mom. So you have to be kind of in a respite state and a quiet environment. And there were a lot of questions being asked of me. I think I was asked my address about 5 times while in labor. And so those things kind of took away from the experience that I was trying to have. But baby was healthy and everything went okay.
So when you say hypnobirthing, it's because you're kind of in a state of hypnosis?
Yeah, relaxation techniques and stuff. Mm-hmm.
And I do know that there are all those protocols to keep people safe.
Yes.
Tell me your name, your date of birth, all of that. So that kind of seemed to be at odds a little bit with what you were trying to create.
Yeah, exactly.
But it all went well. All right. Then for baby number 2, you moved to the alternative birth care unit at Providence Hospital in Southfield. Why'd you make that move?
It was, you know, they offered a really quiet environment. They didn't have to follow those protocols. They kind of had all your information ahead of time, and they were just kind of set up for a more relaxed setting. So
not just the environment, but the process. Was that different?
Yes, it was. So when I got admitted into the hospital, as soon as you get on the unit, the nurses are just very open to whatever kind of experience you want to have. So they tell you there's a tub and they kind of leave you alone, or they check on you depending on what you would like. There's just, you know, a nice warm shower there that you can get in and get out of. I know in my hospital birth, they really didn't want me to be in the bathroom when I was in active labor. They were more open to that at the birthing center. And, you know, I still have a relationship with the nurses and the midwives. So it was just really a really nice experience at Providence.
Yeah, it sounds like you like that. But then you took the step with baby number 3. You took that big step of choosing to give birth at home. What went into that decision?
There were quite a few reasons, but the prominent reason was that I didn't have insurance at the time. So Providence was really out of reach for me. That experience that I really appreciated and enjoyed wasn't something that I could afford at the time. So the people that I knew through Providence were some doulas and some home birthing midwives. And we just had like nice conversations about what a home birth would mean. And since I had two really great experiences with no complications, I felt comfortable making that leap.
So you felt like your birth history had indicated that things could go well.
Yeah.
But, and we know trouble can happen very quickly in obstetrics. How did you process weighing the risks of not being in a hospital if trouble should happen?
Yeah. I mean, my mother actually was born at home as well, and she was a midwife. Even though she tends to a medical kind of lens on things now, really knowing the history of my family, knowing that 13 of my aunts and uncles were born at home, that my mom was in that field, I felt really comfortable. And also my home birthing midwife had a lot of births under her belt. So we just had a lot of conversations. It really wasn't a decision that I was prepared to make until really when I had the baby. At any point, you know, I told my midwife, you know, if I don't feel comfortable, I still might want to go to Beaumont, which was basically across the street from my house. It's really not that far. And she was open to that. She's like, that's completely okay, but know that we've got this under control. And she answered and anticipated every question I had with like the perfect answer. So I was like, well, what about, I just read about hip dysplasia, or I, you know, what if my water breaks, you know, and it's been 2 days, you know, and she had an answer for everything. And I felt really comfortable with her experience and the fact that Beaumont was right across the street and I had an EMT who lives 3 doors down. So
you felt like, all right, I've got some safety nets.
Yeah.
What was the feeling of going through the labor and delivering your baby in your own home?
It was wonderful. My mom was able to be at every birth with me, but, you know, when we saw the first signs of labor, we were able to prepare my bed and my mom was helping me and get everything ready and know that, like, the room that I was going to have a baby was the room that I was going to be able to stay in and I wouldn't have to rush or worry about being discharged or anything or worry about when my children could come and see the babies. And so it was really great to just be in my own space.
Well, we know that that choice of when and how to have a baby, it's a very, very personal decision. And home birth isn't for everyone. But now you can offer us the perspective of having had babies in a hospital and at home. So when you talk to people, what do you tell them about that experience, starting with what you see as the pros?
Yeah, it's funny because most people, when you say you had a home birth, they are immediately saying, oh, I would have done that if. And so, you know, you want to tell people it's not for everybody. I understand there's a lot of, we very much medicalize the experience of birth. So I understand people's reservations. But, you know, I simply say it was really great for me and it was great to have the choice. And I think people really understand and appreciate choice and options when you're in the most intimate and vulnerable position you are probably in your life, you know, definitely at that point in your life.
Amen.
So people understand that and appreciate that. And the fact that I've had three now, I think that opens people up more to be like, okay, well, maybe this is something that is okay and an option. I think there's also this preconceived notion that it's for like the super wealthy and only certain people can afford it. Midwives charge very little. It actually costs us less to have our children at home than it did all the fees associated with having a baby at the birthing center. So it was really affordable. We were supporting women that were there for us throughout. I still have a relationship with my home birthing midwives. And it's just another opportunity to explore what you can do and how you want to do it and know that this is an option for you and your family.
Would there be any cons that you could think of? Anything that
cons
you didn't think was so
great? What? Yes, there's definitely cons. Well, I mean, there isn't the option to have an epidural. So you have to know that going in, like, you're at least going to have to wait to get to a hospital, get painkillers. And then there is not having the time away from your older children, which is a pro and a con. I definitely enjoyed that, like, 24-hour honeymoon away from my other children before they came in asking me for things. So with most of my births, it was they came home from school asking for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich about, you know, 2 hours after I gave birth. So that that's about it.
That's where grandma jumps in.
Yeah.
What did your husband think of it?
He was a little nervous the first time. He was concerned. And I told him that, you know, we definitely have the option of going to the hospital anytime. And then I think our midwife really reassured him as well. And he was nervous up until that baby was delivered. And then with the two other ones, I think he was thinking more on that first experience that went well.
two in the hospital, three at home. And it sounds like if there were to be a number six, would you go for home?
There will not be a number six. But yes, if that will not happen happened, I would have that baby at home.
Danielle Atkinson, thank you so much for sharing your stories with
us. Thank you.